The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends, no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us?
جلالي والإكرام يا
Today, Monday, is the 10th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless the first moments of this episode of today's special by recitation of some verses of the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Al-Baqarah, verses 155 to 157,
please. من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين.
And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
Who, when disaster strikes them, say, "Indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return."
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is those who are rightly guided.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Amir al-Mu'minin Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Even though Allah the Glorious knows them more than they know themselves, yet He does so to let them perform actions with which they earn reward or punishment." Concerning the sense of trial in a sermon, he also has remarked, "Certainly Allah tries His servants in a respect of evil actions by decreasing fruits, holding back blessings, and closing treasures of good, so that he who wishes to repent may repent, he who wishes to recall forgotten good may recall, and he who wishes to abstain from evil may abstain."
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب.
This is today's special and the continuation of this program, Why Does Allah Test Us? Muslim or non-Muslim, each one of us inevitably faces trials in our lives. Life is not a bed of roses for anyone. There are people who struggle with poverty. There are people who struggle with their health. And then there are those who struggle with their family. A common question which everyone asks in the middle of the tempest is this: why is Allah making me go through it? Why can't it always be merry? Why did I do to deserve this? Why Allah tests us? Lack of answers can sometimes distance people from Allah. It can lead to disturbing thoughts like, Allah doesn't love me, or even worse, Allah is not fair to me. But there is wisdom behind the situations He places us in. All we need to do is be patient. Among the reasons why we are tested, brothers and sisters, we reach to this point that a test can be sometimes replace a worse misfortune. A test can be a form of protection from something that might have befallen us, or being deprived of something might in fact be saving us from something that is not good for us, even though we don't have the knowledge to realize it at the time. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, chapter 4, verse 19, "Perhaps you dislike a thing, and Allah makes therein much good. Therefore, the test, which might seem so awful to you at the time, is in fact a blessing."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. In the Holy Quran, more than 20 different kinds of tests have been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a general law, and the permanent tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to test in order to blossom the hidden talents, to bring them actually from power to action, and as a result, to nurture the servants. So we see the objective and the aim and the goals of such tests are quite different. So in other words, just as steel is melted in a furnace to make it stronger, so a person is usually nurtured in the furnace of hard events to become resistant. So if you remember, I said that the objective of these tests are quite with an educational, let's say, perspective. In fact, the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very similar to the work of an experienced gardener who sows suitable seeds in a prepared land. That is, these seeds begin to grow and grow using natural gifts. They gradually fight with different problems and struggle with accidents, the same way that human beings are in trouble and in different accidents and struggles. So this stand against severe storms, deadly cold, and scorching heat until a beautiful flower branch or a strong and a fruitful tree comes up and that can support its life against difficult events.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Allah tests a person he loves. That is another reason for testing. The Prophet said, whenever Allah wills good for a person, he subjects them to adversity. Why? Because if the servants react with sabr or patience and contentment, with Allah's decree, it brings them closer to Allah, and Allah loves the patient. As he himself says in the Holy Quran, chapter 3, And let's look at the ways to face trials with a positive heart. Have good thoughts of Allah. It's very simple. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks and expects I am. This means I'm able to do whatever he expects I will do. A greater example of patience and hope is found in Prophet Ayub, peace be upon him. How great must have been his patience that he bore 17 years of illness with faith and gratitude. And henceforth, Allah rewarded him by returning him all that he had lost of health, wealth, and family. Sometimes a trial may be a blessing in disguise, as Allah says. But perhaps you hate a thing that it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And Allah knows while you know not. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 216. Remind yourself of those times when you eventually realize that the blessings do come disguised as trials.
Amir al-Mu'mineen. هو مولى الموحدين الإمام علي بن أبي طالب states as an introduction of to a set of banes, to a set of tests, to a set of difficulties that come along with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says لكل شيء آفة. Everything has this notion of آفة. Everything. He doesn't say whether it's good or bad. He says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ آفَةٍ. Everything has an آفَة. وَآفَةُ الْعِلْمِ النِّسْيَانِ. And the آفَة of knowledge is forgetfulness. The difficulty in knowledge is forgetfulness. The test in knowledge is its forgetfulness. The bane in knowledge is its forgetfulness. I gather knowledge, I study. I spend many years at colleges and universities and at the Hawza. And sometimes you're there discussing something. The ilm is there. But for a moment of time, it escapes you. That is the test of knowledge. That's when we are also tested in knowledge. And he continues and he says, وَآفَةُ الْعِبَادَةِ الرِّيَاءِ. Some of us say we are not given the opportunity to become abids, to truly worship all the time, to feel the sweetness of ibadah. When we look at such and such person, we find that they're always involved in ibadah and worship. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says, even in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a test. And the bane of ibadah, وَآفَةُ الْعِبَادَةِ الرِّيَاءِ. To show off. Not to do it completely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do it with insincerity.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, everybody, and here we present you words worth pondering upon from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. Faith stands on four supports: their dependence upon God, entrustment with God, submission to the decision of God, and satisfaction with the acts of God. This belief stands on four supports: they are the desire for the worldly pleasures, fear from missing any worldly pleasure, anger, and passion.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of educating youngsters. The youth are our future. You know, they are, where the future lies. Nobody can deny the importance of education as well. Even though we know that education is something in Islam which is min al mahdi ila lahd, from the cradle to the grave, nevertheless, no one can deny that education in youth has a different effect. It's more effective, and educating youngsters and young people is very, very important. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked one of his companions named Ahwal, who he had sent to kind of propagate religion in a certain city or in a certain place. He asked him, how did the people respond to you? Did they come to you and accept you? How was their response? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam asked Ahwal, did you go to Basra? He replied, yes. The Imam alayhi salam then asked, how did you find the people's hastening to this matter of imamat and embracing it? Meaning, this person went there with the intention of calling people towards tashayyu and Shi'ism. So he asked, did the people respond? Did they, did they accept or not this matter? So the person replied, by Allah, I swear to Allah, such people were few in number, and even that which they did do was little. Meaning, he wants to say that the people who actually came to see me, responded, were few, and out of those few, only a few accepted, for example, and accepted and kind of, responded positively to what I was talking about. When the Imam heard this, he replied, Alayka bil ahdas, you should concentrate on youngsters. You should put the matter forth, present the matter of our imamat about tashayyu to youngsters, for verily they hasten towards anything good. Fa innahum asra'u ila kulli khair. They hasten to everything good. If they hear something good, they hasten towards it because they don't have any preconceived notions, they don't have any personal interests that they might prevent them from accepting the truth, right? If you present them with the truth, they accept it. You know, their hearts are pure, and their minds are free from misgivings and they're not tied and bound up with to the world as much as older people are. Perhaps this is why Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, verily, the heart of a youngster is like an empty plot of land. It accepts whatever is planted therein. Right? Empty plot of land kind of indicates the fact that these young people, they don't have any misgivings, preconceived beliefs and these kind of things, and it's easy for them to accept the truth when it's presented to them, of course, in the proper way, in the proper manner. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of educating youngsters in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we have some of the students of Sevier International School in holy city of Qom, and I really welcome them all. Salam alaikum, brother Hassan Nasrullah. How are you?
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How are you,
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Fawad Haider.
Fine, sir. How are
you? Okay, that's good. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Rahullah.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything is all right?
Yes.
Okay, so I really welcome you all. So today, inshallah, our topic is to talk about Ayah 130 of Surah Al-Baqarah, right?
Yes.
And inshallah, we'll have a short explanation, and then, of course, the Tajweed rules are the main topic. So, Ayah 130, please, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, make sure you have your Quran with you. Turn to page 20. Ayah 130 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Everyone, let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa man yarghabu 'an millati Ibrahim illa man safiha nafsahu wa laqad istafaynahu fid dunya wa innahu fil akhirati laminas salihin.
Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. We will have to recite as well, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to read and recite. Make sure you repeat.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه
ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه
ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا
ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا
وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين
وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. The translation of this ayah is a very nice one, like other all verses of the Quran, and there is a nice explanation. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, okay? Because we will have a short one here. Now, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. And who will ever renounce or turn away, okay? Renounce Abraham alayhi salam's creed nation, the path that Ibrahim alayhi salam was on. Yes? He was a Hanif. Hanif means he is in the direct way, the straight way. He is in Surat al-Mustaqim. Right? Okay? He is in the way of Allah Almighty. Alright? Hanif. Direct. Straight. So, Allah Almighty says, who will renounce Ibrahim alayhi salam's creed or nation or way or path? Who will turn away? Who will not accept? Nobody does this except illa man safiha nafsa, except one who fools himself, one who wrongs himself. All right, who doesn't care about being a kind of zalim to himself. Yes, so those people do this. So it means if you do it, it's a great sin. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We certainly chose him in the world. Okay, appointed him as a guide in the world. And in the hereafter, he will indeed be among the righteous people. So, Allah Almighty guarantees, okay, that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is a prophet. He is the guide. Okay, he is the, what do we say, the true path he has. Okay, he has stepped on a true path. So whoever does not follow Prophet Ibrahim will not be amongst the Salihin, will not be amongst the righteous people, will not be in the right path. So, guys, it's very important to stay firm, stay strong in your beliefs. Okay? Sometimes we have beliefs, okay, that Allah Almighty is like this, like this, like that. But it's very important to stay strong. Okay? So, thank you. A short message I give you. Actually, you need to refer to the interpretations, okay? For more information. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran. And now, guys, the first important tajweed rule in this ayah is, of course,
وَمَيَّرْغَبُ.
So the very important rule. From which rules? The rules of Tanween and Nune?
Sakin.
So, Nun Sakin here. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ. We recited وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ. What's the rule?
Idgham.
Merge. Idgham says?
Merge.
Idgham says, Hussein, if you found a Nun Sakin plus one of these letters, Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Wow, Nun,
you should merge.
You should merge the sound of the Nun with the next letter.
Yes.
And it will have the next letter sound. We don't have any Noon or Tanween sound anymore. So, Ali Nasir?
وَمَن يَرْغَبُ.
Ahsan. وَمَن يَرْغَبُ. Beside this merging, you need to produce a
nasal sound.
Yes? وَمَن. This nasal sound. وَمَن يَرْغَبُ عَمْ. Right? يَرْغَبُ. So, Hassan. Gha. It has to be pronounced heavily, right? Because it is a heavy letter.
Yes.
Yeah. Gha, ra, kha, gha, sa, ta, da, da. These are qaf. Okay, these are heavy letters.
Heavy letters.
You have to pronounce them with a heavy sound. Wamayar. The letter ra as well.
Yes.
It doesn't have a fatha, but we have
bouncing sound.
No. We have a fatha sound before. Yes. So it has to be heavily pronounced. Ra, right? Pronounced. Okay, heavily pronounced. وَمَن يَرْغَبُ عَمْ. What is this sound?
Idgham.
There is noon. عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ.
Yes.
But the beauty of the Quran, the recitation is this, that you have to merge the sound to make it more beautiful. Ammillati, right?
Yes.
So, mim, nun sakin plus mim, again idgham. Why? Because nun sakin, we said, one of these six letters, ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, mim, we have.
Yarmalun letters.
So, you gotta merge nun to mim, and nun is changed to a mim sound. So, we got double mim and also a nasal sound. وَمَن يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّتِ. Right?
Yes.
A nasal sound. Okay. For what? The next rule. Oh, Hussein, once recite this. عَمْ مِلَّتِ إِبْرَاهِيم. Up to Ibrahim.
Okay. وَمَن يَرْغَبُ عَمْ مِلَّتِ إِبْرَاهِيم.
MashaAllah. Again, he had two mistakes.
I think the raw.
Huh? Ah, oh, the heavy sounds. Yar, gha, bu.
Yar,
gha.
Yar.
Not gha, no. Gha.
Gha.
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ
وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ
أحسن Thank you. That was good. Next one is Ibrahim. What is this rule?
Qalqala.
So, brothers and sisters, there are five letters. Those who are listening to us right now, okay? Are you listening? Huh?
Yes.
Do we have any sisters here? You say yes.
No.
So I'm talking to those who are listening to us, like on radio right now. So there are five letters. Qaf. Huh?
Yes.
Next one.
Ta. Ba.
Ba. Jim. Da. These five letters, whenever you see them having no vowel on the top, on the bottom, so they are sucking, produce a bouncing sound with them.
Yes.
Like tickle them a little bit, okay? Not too much, a little bit. So, Ibrahim. So that's it. Ibrahim. Illa man safiha
nafsa.
Ibrahim is not an Arabic word, okay?
Yes.
It's Hebrew. Word.
Yeah.
It's not Arabic. So, illa man safiha nafsa. Man safiha nafsa. Again, we have nun sakin. So, nun sakin we have.
Ikhfa.
Do we have yarmalun letters here?
No.
Sin is there. Do we have throat letters?
No.
Do we have ba letter to apply ikhfa?
No.
Oh, so it's amongst the rest of the letters.
Yes.
For the rest of the letters, what rule was applied?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. So what does ikhfa say?
Hide
the sound of the noon. How should we hide? Should we put it in our pocket? Huh? Hide the sound. Not Ali Nasir, hide the sound.
Me?
Yes, you. You're so good at hiding things in your pocket.
Illa man safiha nafsah.
Fawad, was he right? Did he hide it completely? He saw it. So he didn't hide it. So, read it, Fawad.
Illa man safiha nafsah.
Great. Illa man safiha nafsah. Both of you were correct, okay? Yeah. Illa man safiha nafsa. You kind of try to close the door. Illa man safiha nafsa. That's it. Very easy. So, okay. That's it. Next one. Oh, here. If you continue safiha nafsa, who? There is a baby wall. You see it?
Yes.
All right. So, safiha nafsa, who? So, try to do it. But, we have a jim here, and it says,
"Jais."
Stop.
Either stop or continue.
Yes,
both are
correct.
Correct. So, next one, walaqad istafainahu. Hamzatul wasl must be skipped. Yes.
Yes.
Dal is sakin. You have hamzatul wasl. When two sakin letters meet each other, put a kasra for the first one and read it. Walaqad istafainahu. Ta-sad, pronounce them correctly. Fi dunya, here. Salah tells you that you can stop, you can continue, but if you continue, it's better.
Yes.
Wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin. That's it. Lamina salihin. Hamzatul wasl must be skipped. Is there any question?
No.
All the important tajweed rules we mentioned, except for the word dunya. It's an exceptional case.
Yes.
You cannot apply. You cannot say duya. Okay, yes. It's an exceptional case. We have yarmulun letter, but don't do it. Yes, Fawad?
Yes.
Yes.
So, no questions?
No.
Okay. So, alhamdulillah, we did it. With tajweed rules, please practice. And also for information, for more explanation about the messages, the things, the points which are here in this ayah, refer to the tafasir or interpretation books. All right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us, brothers and sisters. Please join us again, okay, every night on IRIB English Radio. Thank you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Seville International School, and also students. Me too. See you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات مع ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبغ لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك.
Dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. مَا ذَلِكَ الظَّنُّ بِكْ وَلَا الْمَعْرُوفُ مِنْ فَضْلِكْ وَلَا مُشْبِهٌ لِمَا عَامَلْتَ بِهِ الْمُوَحِدِينَ مِنْ بِرِّكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. Far be it from you, that is not what is expected of you, nor what is well known of your bounty. Nor is it similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to those who profess your oneness. We said that none of the prophets and the imams and the favorite servants expected Allah to be treated with chastisement. This is because they were favorites, a holy prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being one of them. Now, what is useful for us is knowing the fact that obedience to Ahlul Bayt makes us Allah's favorites. Anyone who wishes to be Allah's favorite must endeavor to purify himself, both internally and externally, by obeying him, by obeying his Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and by obeying the Ahlul Bayt. In this relation, the Holy Quran says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبِكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your faults, and Allah is forgiving, merciful. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the obedience to whom will make us Allah's favorites, has emphatically ordered his ummah to love Ahlul Bayt from the bottom of their hearts and to obey them under all circumstances in order to be Allah's favorite. He has said, أَحِبُّ اللَّهِ لِمَا يَغْدُوكُم مِّن نِعَمِهِ. Love Allah for the blessings he has bestowed on you. وَأَحِبُّونِي بِحُبِّ اللَّهِ. and love me because of your love for Allah, وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِي لِحُبِّي, and love my household because of your love for me. This is what the Holy Prophet has emphasized on.
And how can the gods of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And how would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Alas, that is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity. To those who believe in your unity, I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, anyone who wishes to live and to pass away like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must follow the household. Now, if one wishes to become Allah's favorite, he must follow the Ahlul Bayt, the head of whom is Allah's messenger. This adherence will lead man, of course gradually, to spiritual purification, to the extent of his capacity, of course. So, he will become Allah's favorite. To reach this station, it is only possible through Ahlul Bayt, because they are the straight path. They are the best guides and the followers of spiritual path. This Kumail supplication that we have been discussing, that we have been talking over, is one of those words of the Ahlul Bayt by following of which we can reach salvation and become Almighty Allah's favorite. Now, the criterion for being Allah's favorite is being like the Ahlul Bayt, who have asked us to compare ourselves with them to see whether we are liked or disliked by Allah. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَسِيلَتِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَبِحُبِّكُمْ وَبِقُرْبِكُمْ أَرْجُو نَجَاتًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. This is what the supplication says. You, the Ahlul Bayt, are our means towards Allah. We set our hope on your station and love to be saved by Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the only thing that will bring heaven to us is having devotion in worshipping Allah and saying that there is no God but Allah. This is what this part of the supplication discusses. وَلَا مُشْبِهٌ لِمَا عَامَلْتَ بِهِ الْمُوَحِّدِينَ مِنْ بِرِّكَ وِإِحْسَانِكَ. This is not similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to those who have professed to your oneness. The one who is devoted, I mean the true meaning of devotion, is to act according to Allah's commandments, to abstain from committing sin and to adhere to Ahlul Bayt. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was asked about what devotion is and how it is related to there is no God but Allah, he answered, "It is to act to what I have been sent for, and to love my Ahlul Bayt." They asked him whether love for Ahlul Bayt's and acceptance of Imamah was part of this, and he said yes. The same matter is expressed by Imam Ridha alayhi salam, in the hadith known as Silsilatul Dhahab, the golden chain. كَلِمَةُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ حِسْنِي فَمَنْ دَخَلَ حِسْنِي أَمِنَ مِنْ عَذَابِي. There is no God but Allah, and this is my fortress, so whoever enters it will be immune from my punishment. Of course, there are conditions, and one condition is acceptance of my imam. So that is why the La ilaha illallah, monotheism, has been the first invitation principle of all the prophets. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on the second sermon,